بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: كنا جلوسا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاء رجل من الأنصار فسلم عليه ثم أدبر الأنصاري. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہما says that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when suddenly an Ansari came, a man from the Ansar came and he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم أدبر الأنصاري, after making salam, they couldn't of course return the salam, and then the Ansari went back. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi Kareem, as this person was leaving, calls out to him and says, يا أخ الأنصار, O brother of the Ansar, كيف أخي سعد بن عبادة, how is my brother Sa'd bin Ubadah feeling? Sa'd bin Ubadah رضي الله عنه was a Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم is showing his humility that he calls to Sa'd bin Abi Sa'd bin Ubadah radiyallahu anhu as his brother. He says, how's my brother Sa'd feeling? فقال صالح, so this Ansari replied, he is recovering, he is feeling a bit better. In other words, Sa'd bin Ubadah radiyallahu anhu was not well, he was ill, and therefore Rasulullah inquires about his well-being, his condition, his health. So this Ansari says, صالح, he is getting better. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, من يعوده منكم, who from amongst you wishes to go and visit him? فقام نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم stands, وقمنا معه, so we also stood with him, ونحن بضعة عشرة, we are plus minus 10 of us. ما علينا نعال ولا خفاف ولا قلانس ولا قمص, نمشي في تلك السباخ حتى جئنا. So this Sahabi says, as Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the narrator says, that we stood up in the condition that none of us had any shoes, we didn't have any leather socks, we didn't even have topis, we didn't even have any proper full shirts, or kurtas, garments. نمشي في تلك السباخ, we walked on that very barren land. حتى جئناه, till we came to it. From this hadith, from this part, we understand that Sahaba experienced dire states of poverty to such an extent that they were conditioned, there were times when they didn't even have full garments to wear, not even a sandal or a shoe, not even a leather sock. So there were various conditions that they went through. Therefore, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi again is bringing this hadith to show simplicity. This doesn't mean that a person mustn't wear topi or mustn't wear shoes. No, no. Person has it, affords it, you should wear it. But the point here is there were times in the lives of the Sahaba that even these things they did not even possess. Nonetheless, he says, we went to Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, we came to his house. When we entered, فَاسْتَأْخَرَ قَوْمُهُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ, his family members were around him. When they saw us coming, then they moved back, giving us place. حَتَّى دَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَأَصْحَابُهُ الَّذِينَ مَعْهُ, until Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba who were with him, they went closer, they drew close to Sa'd bin Ubadah رضي الله تعالى. So again, from this hadith, we understand the simplicity of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى, so down to earth, that they didn't even have at times proper or full garments to wear, and not even a sandal or a shoe, not even a leather sock. So again, here we see this point that Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah is bringing all these ahadis to illustrate to us that let us not live lavish lifestyles, luxurious lifestyles. Let us come down at least one step lower, one grade lower, and have a more simpler life, and then we will find ourselves being more closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.